Reporter's Notebook.
This is Howard Arenstein. Yes, Shimon Peres was a great statesman, beloved at home and around the world. But that was not always the case. His critics say he first introduced nuclear weapons into the Middle East. But he also worked for peace with the Palestinians, and for that shared the Nobel Peace Prize. Peres never really led his party to an election victory, but he did serve as prime minister, most prominently taking over when Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated. In the election that followed, Peres lost again to Benjamin Netanyahu, who eventually led the country in a far different direction. But Peres found new love among the Israeli people when chosen to serve as president. He was the last of Israel's founding generation, and many in the Jewish state are feeling today as if they've lost the head of their family. Howard Arenstein, CBS News.